Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW.
It's a Mesiro Monday. Sumit Desai joins me from Mesiro. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well, John. Good to see you again.
It is great to see you again. We haven't chatted since 2023. I feel like the economic world has changed about five or six times since then.
Time is flying, and you know, every week, every month kind of seems like it's a little bit different, and it keeps things interesting for sure.
I imagine when things are going swimmingly, maybe you don't get a bunch of calls in the office because the plan that you've established with your clients is working well, and everyone feels like, hey, things are doing really well. And boy, we had great market rallies up until about mid-February of this year. And then, of course, the tariffs have, for a couple weeks there, or at least a week, certainly turned things upside down, sort of righted the ship a little bit lately. Mm-hmm. But do you get more calls when things like that happen?
You know, we're certainly having more conversations with clients around, you know, what the impact, what do tariffs even mean? Why is this happening? And, you know, of course, it's what does this mean to me? So, you know, and like you said, we don't get as many phone calls when the market's at all-time highs. But certainly when you see the market plunge as quickly as it did, it certainly, you know, raises some eyebrows. And a perfect opportunity to sort of check in with your financial advisor and say, hey, you know, what does this mean for me? And am I on track for, you know, for my goals? Or how, you know, what do I need to change, if at all, anything?
A lot of people pointed out that, hey, in 2022, the markets went down 20-some%.
Yeah.
But that was a slow burn, right?
Right, right.
I think that when you consolidate a year's worth of losses into a week or a couple days and then quick rebounds, it's jarring to people, isn't it?
I think the rapid nature of the sell-off certainly is, alarming. And, you know, we joke around in the office that that 1 week in April really felt like a quarter or a year because there was just so much information flowing and so much movement in the market. So certainly, you know, in some cases, there's some pros and cons to having such a quick reaction, because usually if the reaction is that quick on the downside, you know, you would hope that it works the same way on the upside too. You know, we'll see. And that's, you know, we started seeing a little bit of that in the past month. So let's see if it continues.
Well, the numbers kind of became unreal there for a little bit, right? You'd be like losing 5% in a day, then jumping up 3.5%. We're talking about numbers that are usually seen over the course of a year back and forth on the whipsaw, which, I don't know, does that make your job more difficult, or does it make you gratified being able to tell clients, hey, we prepared for this?
A little bit both. You know, I think the right thing to do in these kind of market environments is to sort of ignore the noise and ignore the volatility, you know, hatch it down and kind of ride through it. You know, for data nerds like my team and I, you know, we like looking at the daily information and seeing how things move because we want to stay on top of it and really look for opportunities. You know, that's kind of the mentality that we have, is when we see the market, you know, really climb and start looking expensive, we get a little bit more nervous. But then once you see a big sharp decline, you know, I don't want to say greed, but you start getting excited about, you know, hey, you know, where are the opportunities that this presented? And, you know, that's what we're kind of spending some time on as well right now, just digging through the carnage and finding, you know, trying to find some good opportunities.
And do you find opportunities on behalf of your client? I mean, when they work with you at Mesiro, does a client just say, I trust you to do all this to make it, to find these opportunities for me? Or how does it work? Do you have to sign off on every decision you make with their money? How does that work?
So usually, the way it works is that we'll sit down with a client and come up with a plan based on what the client's long-term goals are and also their risk tolerance. So we start with what, you know, what I call a sort of a strategic long-term plan. And you really try to design those to be all weather, because, you know, we're not in the business of predicting the next quarter or the next 6 months. That's very difficult to do successfully and to kind of do it repeatedly successfully. So we really kind of try to build all-weather portfolios based on your needs. So if you're in retirement, you're going to have a little bit more of a conservative portfolio. If you're young and have, you know, 20 or 30 years ahead of you, we're going to have a little bit more of a growth-oriented portfolio. So that's the strategic part of it. And certainly within that, so say you have a certain allocation to equities. Within that, when you see these periods of dislocation, that gives us an opportunity to take a step back and say, okay, well, maybe international stocks right now are a more attractive opportunity because the dollar is weakening and international is kind of underperformed. So those are the kind of changes that we're making within our portfolios. And we do that in conjunction with our advisors, with third party asset managers that we work very closely with as well, too. So that's all part of the process of working with an advisor.
That's great. 877 Mesiro, MESIROW.com. Next week, we'll dive into the data of tariffs. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesro at 877-MESIROW.